Welcome to Wooddale Church this evening. It's always fascinating to me on any Sunday to watch as people sort of scramble around to find their usual seats. But it's hard when you're not used to the place, and it's even harder when there is no seat in your usual place. For those of you who are standing, we've opened up this area of the balcony, and I think that there is some other areas of the balcony that we determined that we can use. So if you would rather, as we move into parts of our program, go on out into the foyer area. The ushers will direct you up there. If you want to continue standing, that's just fine. Well, it's a delight to be able to share together this evening. It's a delight for us to anticipate what God has for us in this room. But the greatest delight of all is to hear meet God and to be able to talk with Him. We have many prayers throughout this evening, but let us begin together by inviting God to be present with us this evening. Our Father, this is the first of many times that we anticipate meeting you here in this room. And the greatest delight of all is not the height of the ceiling nor the upward thrust of the spire, not the sound of instruments or a voice. The greatest thrill of all is that here we can be in your presence, that as your people we can gather in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that this may be just the first of many, many occasions when here in this place you will touch our hearts and you will inspire our lives and that we will sense you and see you. May that be true tonight as we talk to you in prayer and as we share together the blessedness of being part of your family in this new place that you graciously provide for us. In Jesus' name, amen. I read to you first from the Old Testament Psalms, Psalm 86. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths of the grave. And then the familiar words of Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Gary Ratcliffe comes to pray and lead us, and on our behalf, Gary is the prayer chairman for our building committee.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this marvelous facility which we will occupy this fall. We thank you, Lord, for those who planned it, and those who designed it, those who managed the construction and built it, and we thank you, those for giving financially to make this possible. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, both to us as individuals and to this project. So many times during this project, we came to you seeking guidance and direction. As we struggled with different issues of design, quality, of acoustics, of parking, of schedule, of finances, and budget, and you responded. Even now, we pray that you will inspire the technicians who will soon be installing, tuning, and balancing the speaker system, the technicians who will voice and tune the organ. Inspire them to achieve perfection in all that they do. There remain other items of floor coatings and carpet, manufacture and installation of pews. May each of these items proceed without delay or incident. As we near completion, though, help us to never be proud of this facility. May we never misuse it to bring attention to ourselves, but may we always see it as a facility to be used for your glory. We pray, Lord, that many will come here, and whether they come seeking spiritual growth, or are simply curious, or come to hear the organ, may all hear the message of the gospel, and may all come to know you in a personal way. Help us, dear Lord, as a church family, know how to best use this facility as a means of leading people to you. We are grateful for your goodness, Lord. Use this building to bring glory to yourself. In Christ's name we pray.
You have a song sheet, and I invite you that throughout this course of the evening to refer to it. We'll proceed with the first chorus, which is, "Be exalted, O God." For those of you who are sitting, I do encourage you to stand for this.
I will give thanks to Thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to Thee among the nations. For Thy steadfast love is great, is great to the heavens, and Thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let Thy glory be over all the earth. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let Thy glory be over
Now you're invited to join a time of directed prayer. I invite you to bow your head and close your eyes, and each of us privately pray as I suggest topics that bind us together and the matters about which we address God. Let us begin simply with some moments of quiet as we anticipate corporately coming into the presence of God in prayer. we begin by praising God for who He is, not for the things that He has done, as many as they may be, but simply telling God how great and wonderful He is. Truth, there is no limit to how we can praise God for His greatness. The limit is ours and not His. But we move in our prayer to praise God for what He has done, beginning by each of us praising and thanking God for the personal salvation that is ours through Jesus Christ. Next, praising God for what He has done in our individual lives and thanking Him for His goodness to each of us personally. From our lives individually to our lives corporately, let us thank God for the ministry of Wooddale Church, of which we are a part. While certainly God and the ministry are far more important than the place in which the ministry occurs, the place is also important. And so let us praise God for this new worship center, for His provisions to date, and for the anticipations which we have for the future. Now, continuing in both the posture and an attitude of prayer, Tom Carell, the chairman of our elder board, comes and prays specifically of the commitment of Wooddale Church to God and to God's work.
Our Father, we have already acknowledged Your goodness, Your greatness, Your provision, Your salvation. We know that You could have made the stones to cry out Your message, but rather You chose to use people. We are privileged, our Father, to be part of that people. As individuals and as a body of believers. This night again, dear God, we commit ourselves anew to that task, to bringing glory to your name, to telling to the lost around us of your greatness and what you've done in our lives. Keep us faithful, our Father. May we wisely use your many provisions for us. And may you be glorified in your precious name.
Now, as our usual custom is, as you well know, we take a moment to ask you to fill out the registration card that you should have received. I'm not quite as confident as I usually am that all systems are working tonight, but if you have a registration card, that's fine. If not, write on the hand of the person next to you or something, but give to us the information that we usually receive. And we have a couple of different announcements, and I invite first Pastor Ken Travilla and then again Tom Carell to come and share some announcements with us.
Tonight, as you entered, you should have received a little booklet published by the Navigators entitled 7 Minutes a Day with God, How to Plan a Daily Quiet Time. This little booklet is given to you to encourage you to have a daily prayer and Bible reading time. Many of you have already enjoyed such a daily meeting with God. For others, the booklet may be a help to get started, and we hope that that will be true. Now, for some of us, we need encouragement not only to start our daily prayer time, but also to keep going in it. And for that reason, we are suggesting, for those of you who desire it, a prayer partner from now till the end of this year, more or less as a pilot project to see how it goes. You might ask, what is a prayer partner? Well, it's someone with whom you can share your prayer needs and who will pray with you and for you, and for whom you will do likewise. If you would like to have a prayer partner with whom to meet for prayer once a week, perhaps in person or by phone or whatever way would be comfortable for the two of you, then please write prayer partner on your registration card, and soon, as soon as we can, we'll be in touch with you with who that person may be, and then you and that person can share the benefits of a shared prayer time. If you don't have a registration card, and I would imagine there are many who didn't get one tonight, and you're interested in doing this, either call the office or in some way get the information to us that you're interested, and we'll be glad to put you in touch with another person who would very much like to be a prayer partner with you. Thank you.
Many of you are aware that Pastor and Charlene have just recently celebrated their 25th anniversary, and we as a church want to make some recognition of that tonight. So immediately following this service, there will be a brief presentation and reception right across the foyer there in the great room. We would encourage you to come and join us for a little time of refreshment, social time, and congratulations to Leith and Charlene. Will you please join us?
We'll be there, Tom. Let me just bring you up to date on a couple of things. One is we're not going to receive an offering in the usual way tonight, but there will be offering plates for those who have contributions they want to make as you leave, but also to receive the registration cards and your indication of interest in the prayer partner program. Let me take a few minutes, as I think appropriate here, to talk to you a little bit about the schedule and explain a few things that relate to the worship center in which we are now meeting. It's not quite finished yet. There are several more things that we've got to do, and that is the reason that we have come up with the current schedule. Let me just give you a quick overview of what this room is about and how it will function. We will have not movable seating as we have here tonight, but rather we will have fixed pews. They will be padded pews. Do you think that's a good idea? I was the only one that voted against that, but they didn't consider my vote to be good on that. There will be seating for approximately 1,000 people on the lower level, and almost the identical number of seats in the balcony areas. The balcony, as you can see, is, from my perspective, more than 180 degrees. Actually, if you include the choir area, which has another 100 seats or so in it, it's actually 360 degrees all the way around. The carpeting that we'll be in will be a combination of, well, you've probably seen a sample of the carpets out in the foyer area, of a bright red and of a gray. There will not be carpeting under the pew area for acoustical reasons, nor will there be carpeting here on the platform. It's a finished hardwood floor, much like we have in our present worship center. The baptistry, which will have an additional glass area, so the water will show, is in this circular area over here. This is the basic platform for a number of things that will take place. The pulpit is actually on an extended platform that is out over here to my left and centered. Immediately behind me is the area where Dave Bullock will lead the choir and where we will have an orchestra area, and then the choir loft is behind that. The installation of the organ is underway. It takes about 4 months to put that in. It is enclosed in plastic so that work can continue both there with an external ventilation system for that enclosed plastic area and also for the work to continue here. The issues that we're currently facing, which are schedule issues, really do not primarily relate to the general contractor, but primarily relate to matters that we have outside of the contract taken on ourselves, and that includes the pews and the sound system and some other items. The sequence through which we need to go involves the sealing of this floor, and we want to be sure that that's done in a way so that it does not need to be redone soon thereafter. After that will be the finish of the construction and the installation of the pews. We're significantly behind schedule in that, and that has been a major delay. It is quite a bit simpler on this lower level where the pews are somewhat uniform and quite a bit more difficult because the pews are of different sizes and lengths when in the balcony area. All of that, the sealing of the floor and the installation of the pews, will take until probably the end of September. After that, the next major item will be the tuning of the sound system. This large white metal drill area that weighs, I think I was told, 1,200 pounds, goes over my head and is to be, actually it's a few steps back there. And then all of these speakers that are in the center of the room are hung from there. They've actually cut into the ceiling. You can't see that. This is the purpose of the scaffolding that is here, in order to weld new brackets on for my safety and for good sound as well. I'm more concerned about the former than the latter, but I hope they weld well. It'll be installed, but it really can't be tuned to the room, and it's a highly sophisticated system. There's not only the overhead speakers, but there are also, in this lower level, speakers that will be under the pews with, and this is beyond anything I can adequately explain, but a split-second time delay as we move through the room so that the sound will arrive at the appropriate time in a comfortable way in all these different parts of the room. It is difficult to do, and it can't be rightly done until all of the pews are installed, and so we need to wait for that. That is projected to take about 2 weeks to finish that tuning. If everything else were in place, it might be possible then by mid-October to use the room. However, those who install this tell us that it is sometimes the case that a room really cannot be tuned the way it is, in which case it would be required that we would add some additional acoustical material. I know some of you are unable to see this, but if you can see the back walls, what looks like plaster that's painted on the back walls is actually acoustical material. It's soft to the touch, but don't touch. Just trust me on that. And it may be necessary to change some of that. that would also take a couple of weeks. And we want to allow for an adequate amount of time. Someone, I think, correctly gave a good perspective, and that is, if we come into this worship center and the sound system is uncomfortable, as it is tonight, and the temperature is tonight, then that tends to impress upon people's minds that that's the way the room is. And even though it may be shortly thereafter corrected, it's a difficult thing to convince people that the correction has actually been made. So we're hoping to have all of these things done and to allow adequate time for them to be done correctly and to have the long-term perspective on this. We are anticipating that our first Sunday worship services will be in here on the first Sunday of November, which is the 4th of November. And for that reason, we have scheduled also a delay in the dedication ceremonies, which are now scheduled for Sunday morning, December 2nd. Now, we continue in prayer, which is our primary purpose for being here tonight. And what we will now do is bow again in prayer. And we have members of our Board of Elders and pastoral staff spread throughout our seating areas tonight. And they, at random, at their times of choice, are going to lead us from their places. And I recognize that some may be easier to hear than others, but let us tune our hearts both to what they say and to God as elders and pastors now lead us again in prayer.
Let's stand together. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you.
Holy, 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 holy.
Lord God Almighty, and we lift our hearts before you as a token of our love. Holy, 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 gracious Father, gracious Father, we're so blessed to be your children, gracious Father. And we lift our heads before you as a token of our love. Gracious Father, gracious Father, precious Jesus, precious Jesus, we're so glad that you've redeemed us, precious Jesus. And we lift our hands before you as a token of our love. Precious Jesus, precious Jesus, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come and fill our hearts anew, Holy Spirit, and we lift our hearts before you as a token of our love. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit.
So let's remain standing and let's sing that again. And when we sing about lifting our hands in praise, let's do that, shall we?
Precious Jesus, precious Jesus.
Precious Jesus, precious Jesus, we're so glad that you've redeemed us, precious Jesus. As we lift our hands before you as a token of our love, precious Jesus, precious Jesus.
For our final prayer time tonight, I'm going to ask that we divide up into smaller groups, and I realize that this is a bit of an organizational challenge. We have members of our pastoral staff and elder board spread throughout the room, and they can become the focal points. And we will take time only for, I suppose, a handful in each of these groups to pray. But I hope that many will volunteer to pray out loud, and we'll have many voices lifting prayers heavenward in this season of prayer that we embark on, specifically asking God's blessing on the programs, the ministries of Wooddale Church. Now, I'm going to ask that the pastors and elders stand wherever they are so that you have an idea of where you are in relationship to them, and you can just cluster around them standing, or if it's possible to move seats, that's fine. If there isn't someone nearby you, maybe somebody else can take charge of a group, and if you get left out, then you just go ahead and pray, because God doesn't care which group you're in. All right? Let's divide up into some groups around these pastors and elders, and let's take 5-7 minutes or so to pray aloud in each of these groups.
Stay right where you are in those groups. We'll conclude with the words of "Great is thy faithfulness." We'll sing all the verses. Stand together.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and spring.
Our Father, we ask that you meet with us here in this place tonight, and you have, and in that we are delighted. What a joy to be together in your presence. And we look forward to that day several months away when we shall again meet you here. For we sense that we have a date with God, and we look forward to that with the highest of anticipation. But we know that it is not as if you are gone in between, for your faithfulness is great, and your presence is not limited to any place. And so now, Lord, go with us. Go with us through this week and through the weeks and months ahead. We know that your faithfulness to us is unquestionable and unwavering. But our prayer is that by your grace and our commitment is that we will be faithful to you.